So you folks are listening to UMFM 101.5. No, it's actually CJU. Yeah, okay. So you folks are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Tell me that you're dying, but I know it's not true. Jake. There's no need to lie. You tell me that you're dying, but I know it's not true. The crap game will take you to the cleaner, why whiskey to the grave. Never woman, don't you come no closer. Me and Jake got no time to say.
Oh, yeah.
Get up, Jake. It's late in the morning. The rain is pouring. We got work to do. Get up, Jake. There's no need to lie. You tell me that you're dying, but I know it's not true.
No night or day, Shadow River never seems to fade away, and the sun don't shine anymore, and the rains fall down on my old love letters where you just can't keep, 'cause like the gambler says, read 'em and weep. Yeah, but the dawn don't rescue me at all. Like an empty hall, it's a lonely fall. Since you've been gone, well, it's a losing battle. Stampeding cattle, well, they rattle the walls. Yeah, but the sun,
and the sun
don't shine.
Fall
down on my so much, well, it's all I can do just to keep myself from telling you, yeah, that I never,
never
felt so alone or before.
Colin Linden, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM, I think.
I want to shout, but my tongue's too big for my mouth. Now it's so cold in your doorway. Still looking for his arm.
Colin Linden there and the rest of Blackie and the Radio Kings from Kings of Love with a song called Remedy. You know, when the band, of course, they busted up there in 1976 after the last waltz, but a bunch of them got back together eventually, and except for Robbie Robertson, who just stayed home and counted his money. They got back together and did a couple of records, and their last sort of big record was something called Jericho. It came out in 1993, I believe. And the last big single the band ever put out, the last single period, I guess, they put out, was from that record, and it was that song, cover of a Colin Linden song. So that was Blackie and the Radio Kings covering the band who covered Colin Linden. Makes sense. We heard Harry Manx in there. It Makes No Difference from Mantras for Madmen. Dead String Brothers, Get Up Jake. We got to send it out to Jeff Monk from CKUW. Hosts a fine show now called, what's it called? I just had it. I just darn well had it. Oh, yeah, Monk's New and Notables. Saturdays, 11:30 to 1. Fine show. Listened to that last week. And back again next week, so check that out. We heard Kelly Hogan, Whispering Pines. We heard Reed Jameson and Michael Johnston recorded live here in the studio singing Twilight. We heard Jeff Tweedy and I think the rest of Wilco, I'm not sure, but I Shall Be Released. Elvis Costello, Stage Fright. Bruce Springsteen there with Rag Mama Rag. And we started it off way back when with Johnny Cash, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And if you want to know anything about the band or you want to hear many of those songs that I just heard and stole, check it out. There's a great website on the internet at theband.hiof.no, believe it or not. You'll never remember that, so just do a Google search for The Band, and it's the first one that comes up. It's an amazing, amazing site. Every stat you could ever want to find out, video, audio, all kinds of stuff. It's a cool site, and of course, one of the greatest bands of all time. And time's flying again. I hate it when that happens. But I want to play you one more from the last waltz and then take a quick break and come back with some more stuff. I had so much more band stuff, but I don't know if I have time. So we'll do some other stuff first. And don't forget, when we play the Be Good Tanyas, call us at 269-863-6269 UMFM. You can win a copy of their new record, which is a great record. And if I were a betting man, I'd guess that would be coming up fairly soon. So you might want to stay by your phone. Yeah. And just a little hint, they also will be doing a cover of somebody else's song. So stay tuned for that coming up pretty soon. Anyways, one more from the band and then a quick break. And yeah. It's on a record, can you tell?
We'll be right back. plane carrying an atomic bomb crashes over the Arctic Ocean. The explosion unleashes Gamera, a 200-foot fire-eating turtle. He is hungry for the rock and is not about to be stopped.
Crow from Dover is back where he belongs Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. What does this have to do with a 200-foot turtle? Absolutely nothing. Will there be great music? You're damn right. Gamera's Revenge, Thursdays, 9 in the a.m. until 11 in the a.m. CJUM 101.5.
Are you looking for an email program, web browser, or maybe some antivirus software? Are you currently a student or employee of the University of Manitoba? Did you know that the university provides a site where you can download software? Information Services and Technology provides a website called Software Express. From this site, you can download a variety of tools, including email packages, antivirus software, and more. Software Express may have what you're looking for. Go to umanitoba.ca/software and check it out. Or, for more information, call the Academic Computing Support Desk at 474-8600.
First there was Planet Earth, then Planet Hollywood. Now it's Planet Main Stage, with the best in world, folk, and traditional music to spirit you away. Each week, Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Hi, I'm John Prentice. Tune in, won't you?
Programming on UMFM is brought to you in part by the West End Cultural Center. The West End recognizes that appreciation of the arts goes beyond sitting in an audience, and they actively work towards bringing artists and community members together to learn, share, and grow. The West End Cultural Center, proudly supporting live music in Winnipeg for close to 20 years.
We are back on Tell the Band to Go Home, but a half hour left of the show, and you know how we like to do the birthdays here on the show. We do. Well, yeah, it's true. And we like to go through those as often as possible. And, well, there's a special birthday today. And should I read you what I wrote? Let's see. Yeah, I'll read you this little thing. I was avoiding work this morning, which is not uncommon because I'm overwhelmingly stressed out and busy these days. And so I find all kinds of ways to avoid doing all the things that I have to do, including writing little birthday cards to friends. And the little email that I wrote this morning, it goes something like this. I felt something stirring in the cosmos this morning, some sort of celestial disturbance. And then I remembered that it was indeed a historic day, a day unlike any other. For today, a great man was born. Well, not today, but on a day many years ago with the same name, November 26th. His name was Charles Schulz, and he went on to be a great writer. He wrote tales that charmed and amused people the world over. His characters were so good and wholesome and honest that he became a hero to many. He was loved by millions of little children, as well as their parents and adults of all kinds. He was a good man, a kind man, a creative man, a very, very rich man. He was also a spiritual man. Not only was he a firm believer in God, but his works took on a spiritual nature of their own. People began to worship his works and take them as powerful words to live by. In a sense, Schulz became the creator of a cult-like audience of people hanging on his every word. Because of this, his words will live on forever. People will be reading his words and enjoying his message for generations to come. Many years after the birth of Charles Schulz, on the same day of the year, came the birth of yet another great prophet. His name was Jeff Berner, and he too became a great writer. But whereas Schulz wrote tales that were easily digestible by the ignorant masses and designed for mass consumption and sale, Berner, like so many other great leaders and poets before him, took a more difficult route. Berner chose to speak the truth, and the truth is not at all easily digestible, and it is not widely consumed or bought. His tales often charmed and amazed people the world over, but more often they shocked and angered people. His characters are much more like us, fallible, prone to folly, and especially prone to inebriation. These tales were indeed loved by truth seekers and music lovers, but would more often terrify and shock children and parents and adults. Yet he was indeed a good man, a kind man, and a creative man. He did not seek great wealth, although I did once see him come into a great deal of money under somewhat questionable pretenses. He too was a spiritual man, but this man carried the spirit inside him and spent a great deal of his life trying to lead us all to the truth and the light. He too wrote powerful works that people attempted to live by. I have indeed seen people mesmerized and driven by his words to show great appreciation. I've also seen some driven to great anger and disgust. It has often driven many people to give this man their money in exchange for some of his words. Many have also given to eat and drink with this man. Often, however, they fuel his creativity with a truth serum called alcohol. This man chooses not to hide behind cute, cuddly cartoon characters to spread his word and educate the masses. This man's only tool is an accordion. It's an unusual tool for truth spreading, but then again, Jeff Berner is an unusual man. And his message is an unusual one, yet it is an important one. And so he journeys the globe, even today on his birthday, spreading his wisdom around like a rash. He's a singer, a songwriter, a musician, an author, a poet, a prophet. He is the Whiskey Rabbi, wherever he is tonight, someplace called Croydon, I understand, people will be brought closer to enlightenment. They will laugh, they will think, they will applaud his actions, they may even drink large quantities of alcohol. But it's all in a night's work for Jeff Berner. Soldier on, our musical messiah, knowing that your words will live on in the hearts and minds of the faithful few, at least until they sober up enough to move on. It's our old pal Jeff Berner's birthday, and he was actually on the air one time on the anniversary of Steel Belted Free Range Radio, and he sang us a special birthday song. So in honor of that, we'll send out Jeff Berner singing a birthday song to Jeff Berner. Goes something like this. Oh, damn it. Hang on. Oh, I broke it. Here we go.
Okay, well, I have a special birthday song that you have to, like, join in on for. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Okay. Today is your birthday. Sing us a song. Today is your birthday. Do come along. Be ready to tell us how old you are. Okay, go.
We're 1 year old.
We're 1 year old today. There.
Worshipping a false messiah. I pray to God that I got here in time to guide you. I came to bring you hope. I came to bring you joy. So I've got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed. I've got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed. I've got to stay. A rash. I'm spreading my wisdom around like a rash. I'm spreading my wisdom around like a rash. Here comes the whiskey rabbi. Here comes the whiskey rabbi.
This is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio.
Keep it light enough to travel. A lot of people think that I'm a lousy, no good bastard. They ain't said that ever now to realize just how bad I needed that money, yeah. I don't wanna go into it. Just wanna emphasize that I don't feel bad that I did it. No, I don't feel bad that I did it. I don't have to cringe when the dinner bell chimes, because we all gotta be a prostitute sometimes. I gotta be a prostitute sometimes. I know that last verse probably didn't convince you. Not to judge me, so I just wanna let you know. When you come around with a tear-stained face and scuffed up knees, I am not a gloating man, and so I won't make you feel bad that you did it. I won't make you feel bad that you did it. You can give me your shame, I'll put it with mine. Because we all gotta be a prostitute sometimes. We all gotta be a prostitute sometimes. I know a lot of you out there think I'm making a general statement about humanity. Well, now that could be further from the truth. I'm speaking to each and every one of you individually. When I say that you're no better than a bunch of whores, and you're still in denial. There's a psychological phenomenon at work there, which I will elucidate in the bridge. Don't you know that the $20 whores look down their noses at the $10 whores, look down their noses at the $5 whores, who look down on the volunteers, 'cause they ain't got careers. Said, you gotta serve somebody. He didn't mention sometimes you gotta service them too. But after a while, I hope you get used to it. You could always pretend it's performance art, and then you won't feel bad that you did it. No, you won't feel bad that you did it. If you get scurvy, just suck on a lime. Because we all gotta be a prostitute sometimes. We all gotta be a prostitute sometimes.
That is our old pal Jeff Berner on his birthday singing, "We All Got to Be a Prostitute." I know that lots of people don't get it. I understand that, but I think if you just stop and realize that it's satire, and damn good satire at that, I don't know, you might get it. Whiskey Rabbi before that, and his little birthday song. The first time many of us heard a Jeff Berner song, we didn't even know it. Because his first sort of Y-Claim recognition came at the hands of another band who covered one of his songs. And this is that cover of a Jeff Berner song by a different band. Our phone number is 269-8636.
I wound up drunk again on Robson Street. It's strange cause we always agree. At the start of every evening. Well, that's the last place I wanna be. Coffee drinkers dressed in black with no sugar. Well, they don't give me no respect. They say, look, here comes another one. And I don't know what they mean, yeah. And I say, keep it light enough to trouble. Keep it light enough to trouble. Don't let it all unravel, no, no. Keep it light enough to trouble. Promise me we won't go into the nightclub. I feel so messed up when I'm in that. You can't tell the bouncers from the customers. And I don't know which ones I prefer. Promise me we won't go into the nightclub. I really think that it's obscene. What kind of people gotta meet people? Some place that can be hard, I think. And I say, keep it light enough to trouble. Keep it light enough to trouble. Don't let it all unravel. No, no. Keep it light enough to trouble. I broke the windows at the logging company just to get a letter of lace. I had to throw down my accordion to get away from the police. But I said, well, keep it light. Don't let it out.
Of course, that's a Be Good Tanya's with a little live version of Light Enough to Travel there. Very good thing. And congratulations to Claire. We love Claire. So I'm always glad to give Claire a CD. We will have another one of those CDs next Sunday. So tune in next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for another Be Good Tanya CD. And we're working on getting all kinds of prizes for the month of December. So tune on in. And all you got to do, like I said, is when you win, bring something down for Winnipeg Harvest and drop it in our bin. And you get a CD or whatever else we can drag up. So there you go. There you go. Couple more things to get to before we get kicked out of here. Wednesday would have been the birthday of one of the greatest Canadian songwriters of all time if he weren't so darn dead. And so we got to play this. And we've been slacking off, and the CRTC is getting mad at us for slacking off on our duty to play this guy once in a while. So here you go. This is a classic from Stan Rogers, who would have had his birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
How the Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yank stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Say, well met again, lock keeper. We're laid in even deeper than the time before. Oriental oils and tea brought down from Singapore. As we wait for my lock to cycle, I say my wife has just given me a son. A son, you cry, is that all that you've done? She wears bougainvillea blossoms. You pluck them from her hair and toss them in the tide. Sweep her in your arms and carry her inside. And her sighs catch on your shoulder. Her moonlit eyes grow bold and wiser through her tears. And I say, how could you stand to leave her for a year? Come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry. Each day you tend this lock, you're one day old. While your blood grows colder. But each anchor chain's a fetter. With it you are tethered to the foam. But I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of home. Sure, I'm stuck here on the seaway while you compensate for leeway through the trades. And you shoot the stars to see the miles you've made. And you laugh at hearts you've riven. But which of these have given us more love or life? You, your tropic maids, or me, my wife. Come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry. Each day you tend this lock, you're one day old. While your blood grows cold. each anchor chains a fetter, and with it you are tethered to the foam. But I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of home.
Randy Newman there with a message for all you short people out there. And remember, I'm 6.5 feet tall, so you're all short people to me. Randy Newman's birthday on Tuesday coming up, so hope you got him something nice, because he's real rich and he has everything already. Before that, John Gorka, the lock keeper, from his latest album, Writing in the Margins. That's a Stan Rogers song. Send it out to Stan on his birthday on Wednesday. Beyond the Grave, and we heard Stan doing the classic Barrett's Privateers. Before that, we're out of here. Sunday Drive is coming up next. I'll be back on Thursday. Steel Butted Free Range Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., we'll give away another Big Tanya CD and maybe some other stuff. So tune in for that. Check out the website, telltheband2gohome.com. And thanks. Drive carefully out there. It's slippery.